Welcome to a special edition of the Texans Talk Podcast. I'm Mark Lane, and we are joined on this special edition by the Alabama football team surgeon, Dr. Lyle Kane of Andrews Sports Medicine. He's an orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist. We really want to talk to this guy because he performed the ACL repair surgeries of two of the top receivers in this draft class, Alabama's John Metchie and Jameson Williams. So we really want to talk to Dr. Kane. Dr. Kane, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and get started. Many people in our audience, they're familiar with an ACL tear from their time in watching sports or playing sports, but could you briefly describe what the ligament is responsible for and what exactly it is you do when you go in to repair it?
Sure. Yeah. So the ACL, most people that watch sports are aware because it's a very common injury in sports, particularly football. The ACL, the anterior cruciate ligament, is a kind of the central stabilizing ligament of the knee. And so if you look at the knee from the front on a person, the kind of between the thigh bone and the shin bone, the center part, right in the dead center of the knee, is this tight rope-like ligament, the ACL, that kind of holds everything together. And it's really important for keeping the bones from rotating apart. So when you're trying to plant and cut in sports, or you're trying to turn and make some kind of a quick move, like running a receiver route, that ACL is responsible for holding the femur and the tibia in the right relationship. ACLs generally tear by some kind of either two mechanisms. One is a contact injury, which you see in football, where somebody gets hit in the leg, or they get the leg driven into the side and the leg goes in an awkward position and they tear their ACL. Or what happened to both Jameson and John Metchie, it can be a non-contact injury, which is actually pretty common too, where you land in a plant position, your knee may be twisted just a little bit awkwardly in kind of a knock-kneed position we call valgus, and the ACL can rupture. Nobody knows exactly how to prevent it or why it happens in certain conditions and doesn't happen in other situations. Those moves the same players make thousands of times, but at some point the force overcomes the ACL and it tears. And when an ACL tears, you lose that control of rotation. So most people with an ACL deficient knee can still walk normal. They can still run. They just can't plant and twist and rotate because their knee pops out on them. So for athletes, obviously you have to go do that. And we do ACL reconstruction to get them back on the field.
What has made the recovery so much easier in the last decade?
I don't know that the recovery is easier. I think what happens in reality is that in a lot of surgery in athletes, we find out through, the best description is non-compliance, is that people can recover quickly. So the rehab protocol has advanced a little bit. There's some new ways to do therapy now where you do things like blood flow restriction therapy to build the muscle in the thigh faster. The surgical techniques, we do things to try to cause less pain and have less muscle loss after surgery. And so things are a little bit better from a technology standpoint. But I think that the thing that's really different is these athletes, I think, are so much better conditioned now than they were 20 years ago, that these guys recover quickly. They have muscle that recovers quickly. And the athletes themselves that have this, especially the NFL caliber athletes, are very resilient. They don't have pain like the rest of us do. They seem to get over things quickly. They recover quickly. Their muscle comes back quickly. And that's probably why they're such good athletes.
Are there any factors that contribute to quicker recovery times? Because sometimes it's like there's an inequity of recovery times. Some guys, they miss the first four games. They have to go on the PUP list. Other guys, they're ready to go by training camp. Are there any factors that contribute to the speed of the recovery?
Of course. Yeah. There are two things. Really, the first one is the type of injury you have. So not all ACLs are created equal. Some ACLs are just an ACL. That's all that's injured. That's all the damage that occurs. And some ACL patients have multiple injuries. They have, cracked bone, we call bone bruise. They have meniscus or cartilage damage. Sometimes they have other ligaments that are stretched or injured. And so, a ACL that everybody thinks is an ACL in one kid may be a totally different injury than you see an ACL in a different player. So I think the type of injury is really important. And then the second thing is, you know, when you look at return to play in professional sports, particularly, each team kind of has their own risk tolerance and their own protocol. So, you know, for Jameson and John, for instance, you know, they may be at a point where they think they're ready to play. And, you know, we as the surgeon team think that they're ready to play. But some teams are very conservative because of the investment they have in the player and the future of the player. There are certain teams that think that you need, you know, 9 months to a year maybe to come back. And they may be very, very slow with progressing the athlete. So the decision about whether they play is not only based on the individual progression, but sometimes it's a philosophical thing between different doctors and different teams.
Well, Jameson, he absolutely dominated at Alabama with his speed. And then Mechie, he's kind of a similar player in that he's got burst that helps him win. Do you anticipate that these guys will be able to return to 100% of what it was before the injury?
I do. Yeah. Generally, most guys, they're these kind of athletes, they get back to full speed, full ability. You know, at the college level and the NFL level both now, we have these catapult GPS type monitors on a lot of the players. And so, you know, we have real time GPS data on our players pre-injury, and we also see it post-injury. And our experience at the college level and the same thing at the NFL is that most guys get back to their same velocity, same acceleration, same speed, same cutting speed, that they get back their function pretty well, but it can take sometimes 8 or 9 months to get them back completely 100% normal.
What have you learned about Jameson and or Mechie just as individuals as they've gone through this process of getting the ACL surgery and also the recovery?
Well, I know Mechie a lot better than I know Jameson just because he was there for longer and, you know, had several injuries. So Mechie, we already had a really good relationship before he got injured. He's been exactly what I expected. He's a very resilient, tough, driven kid that, he's got a goal in mind. He's going to get himself there. And so he's done really well with his rehab and recovery. I really hasn't missed a beat. He was one of those guys that at the game, you know, he wanted to go back in the game. He didn't believe that his ACL was torn because he really didn't feel that bad. And so, you know, fortunately, our relationship was one where I just told him several times, look, you got to believe me, your ACL is torn. I felt your knee. Jameson, you know, similar personality. They're a little different personality, but they have the same drive. You know, he had never had many injuries. And so this was, I think he was also kind of shocked that it was something that we were keeping out of the game for, and he couldn't play again. But he's another one of those guys that's just a, you know, he's a freak healer. You know, both these guys heal really fast. John Mechie, when he came to the national championship game, you know, he was only a few weeks out from surgery and he looked like a normal knee. So these guys, if you compare their recovery to the average, you know, Joe on the street athlete, these guys have superhuman healing ability. And I think that's somewhat what makes them such great athletes and gets them to the NFL. You know, that I think they select out through, you know, youth football, high school football, college football, and then NFL football as guys that recover easier from injuries. And I think that's why you see, you know, certain players do well, probably more resilient than you expect them to. And John and Jameson are both those kind of guys. They've both done just as you expect them to. They're very, very easy recoveries, really.
What's it like to have to tell a gladiator like that? No, trust me. You have sustained a serious injury. You can't play. You're done. Like, what's it like to have that type of just battle with them?
Well, it's heartbreaking at first because, you know, I know what they have. I think the athlete, a lot of times it takes them a while to kind of realize what we're talking about. They all know what an ACL is, but, you know, I think it takes a little while to sink in. But so really, especially at this point in the career and this point of the season where they're, you know, meeting all their goals and playing the national championship game for Jameson or playing the SEC championship game for John, you know, it's heartbreaking to have to tell them that. I think the second part of it is that, you know, they have to trust you. They have to trust me as the doctor. And with Jameson, honestly, he looked really good. And, you know, we the medical staff, talked to him. He was convinced he was okay. You know, and there was a few minutes there where we were, you know, debating whether he could play or not. But, you know, based on what the injury looked like at the time of the injury, and just based on kind of our suspicion, we decided it was best for him not to play for his future. But, you know, these guys are, they're warriors. They're, you know, they'll play with a leg hanging off. So it's really, sometimes it's hard to keep them off the field. There's no doubt about it.
What's it like working with the greatest college coach of all time in Nick Saban?
It's been quite a treat. You know, I grew up in Birmingham, and, you know, my idol growing up was Bear Bryant. So I was a kid when in the 70s we were going through the runs where we never lost and won several national championships. And, you know, then we had some lean years, and I was brought back to reality. So to be a part of the program and work with Coach Saban and Jeff Allen and all the team they have down there in Tuscaloosa has really been, it's been a lot of fun. I've got, you know, obviously meet and work on a lot of really special elite athletes and been a part of six national championships. So it's been quite a time.
Yeah, definitely. Because like you said, you were born in Birmingham, you graduated from Alabama. I mean, that's just, and then to be a part of the program, that's just amazing. But I got to tell you, coming from Arkansas, my favorite era of Alabama football is when Mike Shula was there.
I was involved in that time, and Mike's a great guy, and a really, really nice guy and a good coach. And we did have some lean years. That was a tough time, but you know, I think just I guess after being through the Bear Bryant era as a kid, you know, it's hard to believe that Alabama got Nick Saban and has had the success with Coach Saban that they've had over the last 15 years. It's been pretty remarkable, really.
Yeah, it's been an embarrassment of riches for sure. As we wrap up, tell us why Andrews Sports Medicine is a destination orthopedic clinic, not just for guys like Jameson Williams and John Metchie, but also for the average Joe.
Well, you know, I think it started with Dr. Andrews, Jim Andrews, my mentor and partner, who came from Houston Clinic and moved here back in about 1986. And we have established ourselves, and Dr. Andrews being the leader, and myself, and Jeff Dugas, and Benton Emblem, and all of our sports medicine partners, Norman Waldrop, have established ourselves as people that are going to fight for you. I mean, ultimately, our goal is to beat your injury, to have victory over injury. And we really want to fight for the person to get back to full function. And sometimes that takes extreme measures. Sometimes it takes surgery. Sometimes it's just being aggressive, treating an injury. And, you know, I think that's what we try to do at the college level. We try to do it with the pro athletes we deal with. We try to do the same thing at the high school level. You know, I'm just as aggressive on Friday night treating my athletes as I am on Saturday in the Alabama game. And I think, you know, we're all competitors. We're all athletes by nature. And I think we want, you know, we don't want to let that injury beat us, just like we don't want it to beat the patient. So we're pretty aggressive and mad at injuries, and we try to beat them every day.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to share a quote with you and just get your take on it. If you don't take time for your wellness, you will be forced to make time for your illness. What do you make of that quote?
Oh, that's a great, great quote. There's no doubt. You know, I think, you know, a lot of things we see in medicine and in sports too are preventative. You know, if you took a little better care of your muscle and you had a little more strength, and maybe you don't fall down the stairs and break your ankle. So there's a lot of truth to that. And I think, you know, the nice thing about the 2020s is that I think exercise and staying in shape and taking care of your body have become more popular than they were 20 years ago. So I think it's a good thing. We also see injuries from exercise and from working out and from staying in shape. But, you know, I think overall having a body that's fit and keeping your body healthy and happy is going to keep you out of a lot of trouble later on.
All right. That's Dr. Lyle Kane with the Alabama football. He's their team surgeon, and he's also with Andrews Sports Medicine. Thanks for joining us on the Texans Talk podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you having me.